أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Our discussion has reached to the stage where tonight I would like to talk about the وسائل التكامل والتقرب, those means which are utilized by our great scholars of akhlaq for getting close to Allah and becoming perfect and kamil. We discussed in the previous few lessons about the concept of ilm and the fact that the knowledge that we learn from the sources of knowledge which are the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and Quran and the Itrat, Quran and Ahlul Bayt being the two sources left amongst us by the Prophet, and we also discussed that their teachings are the same and one reflects the other. We also discussed the fact that Quran is the mazhar and the reflection of Ahlul Bayt in the word form, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are the mazhar and reflection of the entire Quran in the human form. So they both are reflecting each other, guiding us in the equal way, in the same way towards the same thing. And tonight, the first wasila which we did mention a little bit earlier too, but there are some other points that I want to mention on that subject tonight. The first wasila of taqarrub is zikr of Allah. Zikr is considered to be the first wasila and means of taqarrub and takamul and perfection. And it is one of the ahdaf, one of the goals of the tashri' of the legislation of the entire sharia, and it is the means of the nuraniyat in the qalb, the divine light in the soul of the person, and zikr is also a means of the taharat and cleanliness of the soul, and zikr is also the ruh and essence of all the ibadat. So keeping in mind this important profile of zikr, that is considered to be the first means of closeness towards Allah. We did discuss about the zikrun lisani and zikrun amali already, which I don't want to repeat it tonight. We already discussed that. But there are some other points regarding that which are important that we did not discuss. First of all, we have the hadith from the Prophet saying, Inna Rasulullah, in this riwayat, it says, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kharaja ala ashabihi faqal, irta'u riyad al-jannah. So, Prophet had said to his companions once that, in other words, take a tour or take a walk or take a tour in the gardens of paradise. In other words, and they said, what are the gardens of paradise? And that's where Prophet said that majalisu zikr, the gatherings of zikr. Gatherings where the zikr of Allah is done is considered by the Prophet as gardens of paradise. So we can convert any place into the garden of paradise. We have been told already whenever we are gathered in any gathering and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are not mentioned in that gathering will be a wabal. That will be problematic for the people who are sitting in that gathering on the Day of Judgment. Any gathering and every gathering where we, the believers, are sitting and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are not mentioned in that gathering, this kind of gathering is a wabal, a problematic one on the Day of Judgment. And we already discussed in one of the previous lessons that the zikr of Ahlul Bayt is musawi and equal in its value to the zikr of Allah. Man zakarakum faqad zakar Allah azza wa jal. Isn't that right? Whoever we read in the ziyarat, whoever mentions you has mentioned Allah. So, mentioning the Prophet or Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is mentioning Allah, and this zikr, this type of zikr has to be there in any gathering where we sit. And whenever we end up mentioning them, we are now converting our gathering into one of the gardens of paradise. So that's how we enter into the paradise, by remembrance of Allah. This is what we are discussing. وَسَائِلُ التَّكَامُلْ and تَقَرُّبُ. What are the means of getting close to Allah? When you are sitting in any gathering and you start mention of Allah and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, now we are heading towards remembering Allah. And when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will obviously, when we remember Him, we will obviously be careful in doing the wajibs and abstaining from the harams, and that's how we earn the paradise, through the taqwa, abstaining from the harams and doing the wajibs. So Prophet said, uhdu wa ravvihu wazkuru wa man kana yuhibbu an ya'lama manzilatahu indallah falyanzur kayfa manzilatullahi indahu. Whoever wants to know how is his status in the eyes of Allah should see what is the status of Allah in his eyes. So basically, how much importance do we hold for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our importance in Allah's eyes is the same. There are some people who, you know, just make a niyat in their qalb and the thing happens. Isn't it right? They don't even have to say it. Like the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their irada is merged into the irada of Allah so much that they wish nothing except what Allah wishes. So even if they make an intention about something, it happens. This is their closeness to it, this their level of zikr of Allah. And obviously they are sinners like myself, who maybe we keep on doing a dua and dua and dua and it's not answered. We keep on saying things and things and things, and you know, but it's not answered because of our own, you know, sins. So it's about the level of zikr that we have reached, the level of taharat of the qalb that we have reached is directly proportional to the level of zikr of the person. So wa'lamu anna khayra a'malikum inda malikikum wa azkaha wa arfa'uha fi darajatikum وَخَيْرُ مَا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. So the best of your actions, Prophet says, know that the best of your actions certainly in the eyes of your owner, our king, our owner, Malik, is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the supreme, you know, Malik and owner of everything. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, the best of our actions is not the prayers. Although prayers is also one of the mistaq of zikr. The best of the actions is not fasting. Although fasting is also a mistaq of zikr. The best action is not the hajj. But hajj is also one of the mistaq of zikr. The best of the action is zikr itself. And we already learned in the previous lessons, which I don't want to repeat, that the zikr, the best form is zikrun qalbi, that we already discussed. You know. So wa azkaha, and that's considered to be the purest of all the actions. Wa arfa'uha fi darajatikum, and the action which is going to cause the highest level in the paradise for us in the eyes of Allah. Highest level in the eyes of Allah for us. It will earn the highest levels for us. Wa khayru ma tala'at alayhi ash-shams. Not just that, Prophet says, the best upon which the sun rises. So the sun rays are falling on this planet, and so much more than this planet. The best of all upon which the sun rays are falling is the remembrance of Allah. Fa inna Allah ta'ala akhbara an nafsihi. Allah has said about himself, فَقَالَ أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am the companion of the one who remembers me. So see, there we don't find any hadith, not that I have read in my life, where Allah has said, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ أَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ أَوْ مَنْ صَلَّى أَوْ مَنْ صَامَ أَوْ زَكَّى أَوْ حَجَّ وَاعْتَمَرَ مَثَلًا, so and so forth. I never find any hadith where Allah has said, I am the companion of the person who prays. I am the companion of the person who fasts or goes for hajj or umrah or i'tikaf or whatever. Although all of them are mustaq of zikr. But what Allah has said, I am the jalis, means the companion of the person who remembers me. So whenever we remember Allah, Allah is with us. That's you know, this is a confirmed guarantee that we have, which is the specific attribute for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that worship which has this specific attribute that Allah is with the one who does that. And also we find that فِيمَا نَاجَ بِهِ مُوسَى رَبَّهُ إِلَهِ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ ذَكَرَكَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Prophet Musa in his munajat said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Lord, what is the reward of the one who remembers you through his tongue and his heart? Allah said, قَالَ يَا مُوسَى أُظِلُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِظِلِّ عَرْشِي وَأَجْعَلُهُ فِي كَنْفِي. I'm going to put him under the shadow of my arsh, the throne, and I will put him in my protection. So a person who has remembrance of Allah back then in the life of this dunya will be under the shadow of the arsh and throne of Allah. Well, that itself shows that he is one of the people who are on the highest levels under the arsh of Allah. Not everybody has the opportunity to be under the shadow of the arsh on the day of judgment, where all the humans are standing in the warm light with no shadow. There is no shadow on the day of judgment. There is nothing to eat and there is nothing to drink. Isn't it right? Earth will be converted into the flat land. يَوْمَ تُبَدُّلُ الْأَرْضُ يَوْمَ تُبَدُّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. Earth will be converted into a flat land. No valleys or mountains. Nowhere to hide. Everybody is standing on a flat surface. Nowhere to escape. Nowhere to run. No need to run, because wherever you go it's flat. Why a person would even bother to run? Because you can't find a place to escape and hide. So Allah knows us best. Look at the arrangement. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink, no shadow. So here the shadow we need to arrange back then from life of dunya, and this is what the shadow is all about. This is one of those things that brings the shadow. Also, in this hadith that we just learned, zikr is mentioned, our scholars say, in the form of zikrun lisani and qalbi, both. Obviously, the zikrun qalbi is the most superior one, that our heart remembers Allah, not just the tongue. And that, when we say our heart remembers Allah, what it means is tawajjuh. Our heart is paying attention to the fact that Allah is nadhir, He is watching us. And we are in the mahdhar, in the hudur, in the presence of Allah. This is what is intended when we say zikrun qalbi. The real meaning is this, that we are always paying attention towards Allah, and we believe that Allah is nadhir and watching us, and we are in His presence. This is going to change the whole behavior. Thus, this kind of tawajjuh and attention is enough to change our behavior, because we will then believe that He is watching us. So this tawajjuh is called zikrun qalbi. And this is the root of all the obediences. Every obedience is done based on this. And every disobedience is done based on its opposite. That means if we fail to pay attention towards the reality and fact that Allah is always watchful over us. If we become ghafil, that's the root of all the sins. So, ashaddul a'mal. See, Imam Salih alayhi salam says that the most difficult of all the actions, salasatun. Three actions which are most difficult. Insafun nas min nafsika. You deal with the people with fairness. Dealing with people with fairness is very hard. I know. Obviously, one of the best ways for that is that we do to them what we would love them to do towards us. أحبب لنفسك كما تحب أحبب لغيرك كما تحب لنفسك. Isn't that right? You love for other than you, for those who are other than you, what you love for yourself. So we don't do to others what we don't like them to do towards us. This is the bare minimum, you know. And obviously we give them the rights that they have, we fulfill our responsibilities towards them. Hatta, then Imam Salih said, Hatta la tarza laha minhum bi shay'in illa radita lahum minha bi mislihi. So you don't agree for them except you agree for the same, you don't agree from them on nothing except what you agree, a similar thing that you agree for yourself, in other words. So you do the same behavior towards them. Second of all, the second most difficult thing is muwasatul akh fil mal, helping your brother in your money-wise, financially helping your brother. That's a very tough thing. That's so true. You know, we can pray for the people, we can, try to help out in other ways. But when it comes to giving away the hard-earned money, that's a very tough thing. And this is one of those things that made Hazrat Khadija salamu Allah alayha so close to the Holy Prophet. Isn't it right? Because a man is always attached towards the money. You know, like that person who said that, Mali la uhibbul maut. Isn't that right? This person said to Prophet, what happened to me that I don't like to die. I don't love to die. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that, alaka malun? Do you have money? He said, yes. Prophet said, give it, qaddimhu. And we spend it for the sake of Allah. He said, la astati. I can't do that. And that's where the Prophet had said that فَإِنَّ قَلْبَ الرَّجُلْ مَعَ مَالِهِ. The heart of a person is with his money. فَإِنْ قَدَّمَهُ حَبَّ أَنْ يَلْحَقَ بِهِ. If he gives it away in the path of Allah, he would love to join the money. When you give it for the sake of Allah, you would then love your death, because by dying you would join the rewards that, which are waiting for you. for the sake of all your financial helps. وَإِنْ أَخَّرَهُ If he keeps delaying the money, doesn't give it away, then he would أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَتَأَخَّرَ مَعَهُ He would love to stay longer so he can stay with his money. So it's basically the whole concept of not being prepared for death is directly related to our attachment with the money. And it's our finances and financial earnings and gains in this dunya. So, coming back to the second point, which is the most difficult of all the actions, is giving, helping your brother through money. And the third one that Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says is Zikrullah ala kulli hal. That's the most difficult of all the actions. Remembering Allah in all the actions. Laysa, then Imam Alayhi Salaam himself says, Laysa subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar. Zikr is not subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar. Faqat, that's not the zikr only. Walakin, idha warada alayka shay'un amara allahu bihi, akhazza bihi. The zikr is that if you face a situation where something where Allah, what Allah has commanded you to do, you take it. That means you go by the Allah's command and you do what Allah has commanded. That's the remembrance. In other words, وَإِذَا وَرَدَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٌ نَهَا عَنْهُ And you, if you face something that Allah has stopped you, تَرَكْتَهُ You don't do that. That's the real zikr. That means going by the ma'roof and avoiding the munkar. Again, the same thing, you know, ijtinab from the muharramat and ityanul wajibat, doing the wajibat. Ya Ali, and also another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have something similar to that. Something similar has been said in that hadith as well. Ya Ali, salasun la tutiquha hadhil ummah. Prophet had said in the same thing in a little bit different words, O Ali, according to this narration, O Ali, this ummah is not going to withstand three things. They can't do three things, in other words. You know, first is the same muwasatul akhfil fi ma'alihi, helping your brother in his money, and safun nas min nafsihi wa zikrullah ala kulli hal. So it's the same thing. Ahadith are all the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also telling everything that he's telling from Rasulullah. Isn't that right? Innama nuhaddithukum. One hadith says, Innama nuhaddithukum an ahadith naknizuha an Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We talk to you, we tell you the hadith from those ahadith that we are treasuring from Rasulullah. So it's all one knowledge. It's one thing. And we are even allowed to relate a hadith to any of those imams. That's also allowed in the hadith. You know, in the hadithi hadith abi. My hadith is my father's hadith. My father's hadith is my grandfather's hadith, and so on and so forth. The hadith says. So, if you can do the isnad, you can relate the hadith to any of those masumin because all of them have said the same thing. Although in terms of the ilmu rijal, we try to always mention the same imam from whom the hadith has been mentioned to be precise in the terms of the narration. But in terms of our Islamic jurisprudence, it's not a problem because they all have said the same thing. And Amir Mumin alayhi salam says that La tazkurullah subhanahu sahiyan. Don't remember Allah in the situation of sahab. You know, you're not paying attention. Wala tansahu lahiyan. So, if we don't pay attention towards Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, we just keep on doing the zikr towards our with our tongue. But we are constantly engaged in mistakes, doing mistakes in our life. This is not the way of doing the zikr of Allah. That's what we learn in the light of the hadith. This is one of those things. And don't remember, don't forget Allah in the stage of lahav, all those engagements, temporary belongings of this world that engage us away from Allah's remembrance. So don't forget us due to your engagements. Wazkurhu zikran kamilan, and remember him complete remembrance. Yuwafiqu fihi qalbuka lisanaka, a remembrance in which your heart is in sync, is harmonious with your tongue. Wa yutabiqu idmaruka a'lanaka aw i'lanaka, and your hidden is in harmonious with your apparent, with your open. So basically whatever is in the heart is the same what we are saying on the tongue. This person, this mother came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, to do nasihat to my son. He eats sugar a lot. And according to that narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam did not do that. And he delayed it, and after a while, then he did the nasihat. Because according to that narration, this story has been narrated to different Masumeen alayhi salam, but according to that narration, that Masum, he himself used to eat the sugar. So when he himself is using that thing, how can he advise others? So you have to abide by that thing yourself before you can say to others. That's the right way of doing it. Although in terms of the fiqh and Islamic jurisprudence, our duty doesn't change towards amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Even if I'm not doing something, I see somebody else also not doing it, it will still be wajib on me to say. And nobody can say, well, you didn't do that yourself. Yes, true, I'm not on, if a person doesn't do himself, he's not on that high level in the eyes of Allah. But the wajib doesn't drop like this. The wajib, somebody, has killed an innocent person, and you find another person is going to kill an innocent person, you can't say, just, hey, because I am a killer myself, so I am not going to stop him from killing anybody else. Huh. Doesn't justify, even though if you have committed a sin, if you can stop somebody else doing the same sin, you should do that. Not just that same sin, any other sin as well. So amr bil ma'ruf is not, doesn't depend on us practicing it in order to be wajib. Even if we don't practice, still wajib to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Wa an tazkurahu haqiqat al-dhikr hatta tansa nafsaka fi dhikrika wa tafqudaha fi amrika. That means when you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you forget your own self. Tansa nafsaka fi dhikrika. When you are performing the action, the ibadat, you don't find yourself. When we do the ibadat, we don't find ourselves. And we are not even paying attention to ourselves. When we remember Allah, we are paying attention to Allah, not to our own selves. Again, paying attention to Allah, I already described, which means that basically holding this belief that Allah is constantly watchful, watching us, and we are in the mahzar and hudur and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, there's a story from Ayatollah Ansari. He was one of the great Urafa of ours, and one of the Darwish, those people who he came to him and said, I want to teach you the Tayyul Ard. Tayyul Ard is one of the levels of, Irfan. A person reaches after a lot of Riyadat al-Nafs, and that you can find the earth getting basically squeezed up, and you can travel far and wide distances in the fraction of a second. Well, although it's our Urafa say that for the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and Salam, it is the real Tayyul Ard. for the regular Urafa, it's not the real Tayyul Arth itself. The earth doesn't do that for them. But when we talk about our Urafa, they have the Tayyul Arth. What we mean actually is they get transferred through a jinn or a malak or an angel from one spot to the other in the fraction of a second. So a jinn or an angel transfers them from one piece of land to another piece of land in the fraction of a second. The earth itself didn't move for them. But for the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, it's the real Tayyul Arth. So this Darwish said to Ayatollah Ansari, you know, let me teach you, I gained this power after a long time, and let me teach you Tayyul Arth. He didn't show any interest in his offer, and this person was repeating his offer again. Over a long years of time, I gained such and such powers. And he replied, well, we don't need that. Those who have the ilm al-irfan and ahlul ma'na, they already have those levels, and they don't stand in need of anybody coming and providing it to them. They get it directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that right? So not from the humans and the people. And then he said, okay, let me teach you some chemistry, kimya. But in those days, you know, in earlier times, these knowledges were not as frequently found, and even the doctors were less frequently found, and it was a precious thing to know certain useful knowledges. And this scholar again refused. He didn't show any interest in that. So this person was shocked that I was offering you some very important knowledges and you are not even showing any interest in gaining those things. He said, because we already have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what they say. And I have written down here some of those names that in the fi al-sinat ahlillah, those asami and those names that are awarded to those who belong to that level. Obviously it's called maqam al-zikr, same what we are discussing tonight, maqam of the zikr of Allah in zikr al-qalbi, maqam al-uns. And inshallah, in the upcoming lessons, I'll try to explain why some of these names have been given to this level. What is the reasoning behind? What kind of uns are we talking about? Maqam al-inqita. Inqita means breaking away. Maqam al-mahabba, the level of love. Maqam al-shawq. The same level is called all these names. The level of shawq and eagerness. Maqam al-riba, the level of pleasure, being pleased. Maqam al-khawf, the place of the level of fear of Allah. Maqam al-shuhud, the level of witnessing the haqiqat. Maqam al-ayn al-yaqeen and haqq al-yaqeen, level of ayn al-yaqeen and haqq al-yaqeen. And also maqam al-fana, the level of basically dissolving yourself in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ignoring yourself totally, not paying your attention towards your zat at all in the presence of the zat and essence of Allah. And maqam of the baqa billah, means surviving through Allah. And also maqam of liqa'ullah. So these are all the names which is assigned for that level. So those people who reach this level of remembrance are the ones who deserve to basically have what our scholars say, they have the ibtihaj and tahajjud in their soul. So they have that happiness in their soul, which comes only after you have reached that level of closeness towards Allah. So man kana zakiran ala al-haqiqati fa huwa muti', whoever is in the remembrance is the zakir in the real sense, He is the one who is obedient. وَمَنْ كَانَ غَافِلًا عَنْهُ فَهُوَ عَاصٍ. Whoever is ghafil, ignoring Allah's presence, being Allah is being watchful over him, ignoring that reality, he is a sinner. وَالطَّاعَةُ عَلَامَةُ الْهِدَايَةِ. And Imam Sadiq al-Islam says that obedience is the sign of guidance. وَالْمَعْصِيَةُ عَلَامَةُ الضَّلَالَةِ. And sin is the sign of misguidance. وَأَصْلُهُمَا مِنَ الزِّكْرِ وَالْغَفْلَ. And the root of ta'at and ma'asiyat is in remembrance and ignoring. So if you remember Allah, you are guided, you will do the obedience. If you don't remember Allah, you are ghafil, you are ignoring His presence, you would do the sin. فَجْعَلْ قَلْبَكَ قِبَلَهُ. Make your heart towards Him. وَلِسَانَكَ لا تحركه إلا بإشارة القلب. And don't move your tongue except through the indication of your qalb. That means when your soul, when your qalb, when your heart dictates you to move your tongue, that's where you need to speak up and move your tongue. So tongue should be controlled by the heart. قلب المؤمن قلب الأحمق في لسانه. So a mu'min, he controls his tongue and doesn't end up just speaking without thinking. Whereas a ahmaq is the person who can speak up without thinking. His qalb is always on his tongue. That means without thinking he can speak up. So لا تحركه ولسانك لا تحركه إلا بشارة القلب وموافقة العقل. So don't move your tongue except with the indication of the qalb and in accordance with the aql. So whatever aql dictates, you speak. In other words, ورضا الإيمان. And according to the pleasure of the iman. فإن الله عالم بسرك وجهرك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable about your hidden and your open. وَكُنْ كَالنَّازِعِ رُوحَهُ أَوْ كَالْوَاقِفِ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Be like a person who is battling his soul. أَوْ كَالْوَاقِفِ. Or be like the person who is standing in the great exhibition, great presence. الْأَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ is the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, we are present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be like the person who is present. That means we hold ourselves, we always believe that we are present on the day of judgment and we are held accountable. That's how we should be, believing and behaving. غَيْرُ شَاغِرٍ نَفْسَكَ عَمَّا عَنَاكَ. So basically, don't engage yourself what you consider to be important. مِمَّا كَلَّفَكَ بِهِ رَبُّكَ. Don't engage yourself away from what Allah obliged you and things which you think as important. If you recall, I had said one of the previous speeches that we as mu'mins don't decide nothing on our own. The decisions of our life have already been taken by the Sharia. We as a mu'min is a person who doesn't decide nothing in his life. A mu'min is a person who basically performs the pre-decided decisions of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he implements those decisions in his life. He discovers what the Prophet has said and Ahlul Bayt have said and Quran has said. He discovers, learns that and implements. Not that he decides on his own what he's supposed to do. Decisions are already decided in the Sharia for every matter of human life. أَمَّا كَلَّفَكَ بِهِ رَبُّكَ فِي أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ. And so basically, وَوَعْدِهِ وَوَعِيدِهِ, and about his promises and his threats that he has threatened us about, all those punishments. In other words, وَلَا تَشْغَلْهَا بِدُونِ مَا كَلَّفَكَ. And don't engage you without the obligation. That means engage yourself only in those things that Allah obliges you to do. وَغْسِلْ قَلْبَكَ بِمَاءِ الْحُزْنِ. And wash your soul with the water of sorrow. That means we feel sorrowful over our own sins, over breaking away from Allah, over keeping a distance from Allah. We should be sorrowful over those things, you know. And ihtimalan, these are the possible meanings for this. Waj'al zikrullahi min ajalli zikrihi laka. And keep the zikr of Allah from the, you know, as the most valuable thing for you. فَإِنَّهُ ذَكَرَكَ وَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembered you while He doesn't stand in need of you. فَذِكْرُهُ لَكَ أَجَلْ وَأَشْحَى. So Allah's remembrance towards you is more valuable and more laziz. أَشْحَى means more laziz, alaz, having more pleasure. وَأَتَمْ and more perfect مِنْ ذِكْرِكَ لَهُ وَأَسْبَقْ and it's more valuable and more delicious than you remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْبَقْ and His remembrance was ahead of us remembering Allah. That's why we got the tawfiq to remember, because Allah remembered us before we remembered Allah. وَمَعْرِفَتُكَ بِذِكْرِهِ لَكَ يُورِسُكَ الْخُضُوءِ. Now then the Imam says that you having the ma'rifat of Allah's remembrance, Allah remembered you. If we have the ma'rifat that Allah remembered us, this is going to make us khadi', modest towards Allah. Wal istihya, having haya, sharm, and the real shyness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal inkisar, being down to earth. ويتولد من ذلك رؤية كرمه وفضله السابق. And from that, what it gives birth to, you gives birth to seeing the karam of Allah and the fadl and extra mercy of Allah, which is sabiq, it has taken a lead. So from this we will end up realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kareem, and He is, you know, ذو فضل. He has already provided His extra mercy. وَيُسَخِّرُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ طَعَاتِكَ. And this is going to make your obediences small in your eyes. We are not going to pay importance for our own obediences and towards Allah, because we will remember Allah has already remembered us with, I have done nothing. And even if I did some ibadat, those have no value or very less value, isn't it right, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam and fadl. وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ فِي جَمْبِ مِنَنِهِ. Even the ibadat, ta'at and obediences that I have done are a lot, but in the presence of Allah's favors, it's nothing. فَتُخَلِّصُ بِوَجْهِهِ أو فَتُخَلَّصُ بِوَجْهِهِ. And this is how we are going to make ourselves خالص, and ذِكْرُكَ لَهُ تُورِسُكَ الرِّيَاءِ and رؤيتُكَ ذِكْرَكَ لَهُ تُورِسُكَ الرِّيَاءِ وَالْعُجْبِ وَالصَّفَحِ وَالْغِلْظَ في خلقه واستكثار الطاعة ونسيان فضله وكرمه. And if you see your remembrance, you did the zikr of Allah, you remembered Allah, if you pay attention to that, if you see that, this is going to cause you riya, showing off, ujb, considering ourselves to be nice and good, no problem with me, wassafah means lack of aql and obedience towards Allah. Wal ghilza fi khalqihi. Being harsh, you know, it's called hard. So all these problems arise when we start seeing our zikr and remembrance, paying attention to our zikr and remembrance ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zikr, which was ahead of us remembering Allah. Wa istikthaaru ta'a, it will cause us to consider our obedience to be more. Wa nisyanu fadlihi, and nisyana fadlihi wa karamihi, and will cause us to forget Allah's fadl and mercy and His karam. Wa ma tazdadu bidhalika min Allah illa bu'da, and you would not get increased in nothing except further and further and further away in the distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we pay attention towards our zikr and obediences, we are getting away from Allah, and because it is going to cause us riya and ujb and safa and ghilza and istikthar al-ta'a, holding our obedience to be a lot and forgetting His Allah's fadl and karam. And wala tastajlib bihi ala mudhiyil ayyam illa wahshatan, and you're going to attract nothing over the passage of days except more scare. Except scare, you become more scared. We have bahshat, and we will be basically not helping our own selves. Bahshat is, literally speaking in Arabic, is that scare that you have when you are alone. When you are alone, there is no anis, there is no munis, there is no person who is familiar with you. You are not getting uns with anything. Nothing familiar around you. That kind of scare which you get from this kind of loneliness is called wahshat, literally speaking in Arabic. So obviously we are getting far away from Allah, so we will end up getting wahshat if we pay attention to our zikr. So remember the previous hadith of Imam Ali al-Salam, which was I was mentioning, where he had said that where he said wa an tazkurahu haqiqata az-zikr hatta tansa nafsaka fi zikrika, and that you remember the reality of zikr, that you forget your own self in remembering Allah, in remembering, when you are doing the zikr of Allah, you forget your own self. That's the reality of zikr. So the hadith is coming to the end, and my speech is also coming to the end. Wa zikru zikran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the zikr are of two types. Zikrun khalis. One zikr is the pure remembrance. Yuwafiqu al-qalb, which is harmonious, in sync with the soul. That means when we remember Allah, and our soul is remembering Allah, that's why we are remembering. So basically our soul is in sync with the tongue, with our any other remembrance that we do, the soul is in sync with that. In other words, that's what we learn in the light of the hadith. Wa zikrun sarif, and the second zikr is the zikr that diverts you away. Yanfi zikra ghairihi. Zikrun sarif is the zikr that diverts you away from remembering anyone or anything other than Allah. That's the second type of zikr. Kama qala Rasulullah, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, inni la uhsi sana'an alayka, I cannot do your sana', cannot encompass your sana', in other words, praise of Allah in the real sense. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsika. Rasulullah did not mention any bounds and limits for his praise towards Allah. Instead, the Prophet said, you are the way you yourself define yourself. Anta, in other words, anta kama asnayta ala nafsika. For Rasulullah lam yaj'al li zikrihi lillahi azza wa jal miqtaran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Prophet did not fix a magnitude of his remembrance of Allah. In the ilmihi bi haqiqatin sabiqa, because he knew about the reality which is ahead of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zikr is zikrullah lahu min qabl zikrihi lahu. Allah's remembrance towards the Prophet is ahead of Prophet remembering Allah. Because he knew that, so when he's praising Allah, he's not fixing any limits and amount for Allah's zikr. He's just saying, you are how you yourself praise yourself. This is one of the best ways we learn how to do Allah's hamd and praise. So, faman dunahu awla, and then Imam Sadiq says, who other than Rasulullah can do the praise of Allah? And Prophet is not fixing the limits and amounts of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can do that other than the Prophet after him? Nobody can do that. In other words, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذْكُرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, whoever wants to do the zikr of Allah, فَلْيَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدَ بِالتَّوْفِيقِ لِذِكْرِهِ لَا يَقْدِرُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى ذِكْرِهِ. Whoever wants to do the zikr of Allah must know that as long as Allah did not remember him, as long as Allah did not do his zikr, Allah did the zikr of the abd and provided the tawfiq and opportunity to the abd to remember Allah. So Allah provided the tawfiq and opportunity to his servant first, and because of Allah providing this tawfiq and opportunity, now this person is remembering Allah. So it's because of Allah's tawfiq. So no one can remember Allah without Allah first remembering him and providing him this tawfiq for his remembrance. Inshallah, in the next lesson we will learn the four maratib of zikr, four levels that the urafa have mentioned about the remembrance of Allah, and inshallah we'll move forward. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. If you have any question about the speech, we can take a couple of questions. Nowadays we have time, you know.